This is the story Tom learned about on his first ghost hunting night, translated into human language as precisely as possible. The true home of the ghost, who now lived in Tom's cellar, was an old villa on the edge of town. The ghost had been haunting the place for more than 150 years. The big old house was dark and damp. There was a little echo in the entrance hall, and the inhabitants over the years had been wonderfully easy to scare. In short, the ghost had been completely happy there, until a couple of weeks ago. "It was just before dawn," said the ghost, sniveling. "I was just about to stop scaring folks and go to bed, when it came. A dreadful ghost, horrible and mean, oh, so mean. 'I like your house,' it howled, and grabbed me. Then it dragged me onto the roof, took a deep breath, and blew me away, right out of my own house. My home!" Sobbing, the ghost broke down, but no tears came from its green eyes, just bits of silvery dust. The ASG could hardly continue its story. The big ghost's breath had sent it whirling right into Tom's street, and since it was already getting light outside, it looked for the darkest, oldest building and then sneaked into the cellar. This one here smelled particularly pleasant of spiders and woodlice, sniveled the ghost. "But now," it wrung its pale hands, "now I'm being chased out of here, too. Whatever will become of me?" Tom took off his glasses and cleaned them. He always did that when he was embarrassed and didn't know what to do next. In fact, he felt rather guilty. "Do you have some kind of name by any chance?" he asked. "Or am I just supposed to call you Ghost?" "My name is Hugo," sniffed the ghost. "Well, that's not a very spooky name," said Tom, putting his glasses back on. "So, I can't help my name," Hugo replied. "What's your name, then?" "Tom!" "Humph, that's definitely not it, not better," said Hugo, and started to wail again. I chose to read this passage because it explained everything that happened before the story.